It's a work in progress. Even though we give lofty assessment to Western police, you know, services, so police, you can talk about the NYDP, the LADP, LAPD, various police departments. They have their own challenges. In the U.S., for example, there is this talk of police brutality on Latino and Black citizens. So it's work in progress internationally for most countries. So for me, Ghana can continue to, you know, sharpen the rough edges. But I believe assessments like this one only give us confidence, and we should pluck the low-hanging fruit and continue to do the necessary reforms to make the Ghana Police Service meet international standards.
Mr. Ibrahim commended the police for maintaining the peace during the Yuletide. He noted that the bigger challenge comes on the eve and aftermath of the new year, which is fraught with robbery and other crimes.
Now, so far, this festive occasion has been quite peaceful, apart from one report of an SDA church service that was attacked. We've not heard any reports of murder, thievery, and all armed robbery and all that. So I would give the Ghana Police Service a thumbs up. Their deployment of 1,400 or so has been efficient, but we need more visibility. And Christmas is gone. We are left with one major challenge, the eve of New Year, when there will be a lot of all-night church service and all that. So I believe Ms. Kranz would want to cash in on that. So therefore, deploying heavy, where Duncan Williams will do his program, where Ottawa will do heavy.
You heard security analyst Ibad Ibrahim.